NewsRamp, Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Wednesday morning, March 11th, 2026. Quick note, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Network news breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corporation announces Arctic Logistics Agreement supporting Greenland energy drilling campaign. Pelican Acquisition announced a strategic logistics agreement with Desgagnier to support cargo transportation for Christie drilling operations in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The agreement provides specialized vessels and beach landing capabilities for the upcoming exploration campaign. The leadership team behind Greenland Energy Company is set to the merger of Greenland Energy Company on NASDAQ. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies signs share sale agreement to acquire Western Australian engineering business Programmed Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited. Signs a share sale agreement to acquire a Western Australian engineering business. The acquisition will strengthen manufacturing capability and provide immediate revenue and EBITDA contribution. The purchase price is $7.70 million, with projected revenue and EBITDA growth expected to double in 2 to 3 years. The transaction structure includes payments over a 2-year period. The acquisition will enhance SATEC's manufacturing capability and support international demand. Sonotech announces $820,000 order for diagnostic medical device coning systems. Sonotech Corporation announced an $820,000 purchase order for coating equipment to be used in producing diagnostic medical devices. This order, placed through a subcontractor, reflects the customer's scaling production in the medical sector. The system will support a diagnostic-related application involving a specialized electronically active layer and is expected to ship in fiscal year 2027. Realloys announces fully financed build-out of the largest heavy rare earth metallization facility outside China, in partnership with the Saskatchewan Research Council. Realloys Inc. announces plans to build the largest heavy rare earth metallization facility outside of China in partnership with the Saskatchewan Research Council. The facility, fully financed and compliant with 2027 U.S. defense procurement standards, aims to supply the U.S. Defense Industrial Base and Defense Logistics Agency with heavy rare earth oxide feedstock. Operations expected to begin in 1H 2027.
Chain link fences for muddy or wet sites. Best foundations and drainage tips. In Vancouver, chain link fence installations on wet or muddy sites require special considerations due to clay-rich soils and high water tables. Proper drainage and foundation strategies are crucial to prevent leaning posts and sagging mesh. Qualified contractors like QSF Fencing assess site conditions and offer solutions such as deep concrete piers and screw-in anchors. For reliable, long-lasting chain-link fences in Vancouver, trust experienced professionals like QS Fencing.
Why is the fireplace smoking up the room? In North Shore homes, smoke billowing from fireplaces can indicate deeper chimney issues. Common culprits like blockages, negative air pressure, and improper construction can lead to backdrafting. Nickel Masonry and Construction, a licensed chimney repair company in North Vancouver, emphasizes the importance of professional maintenance to prevent structural damage and ensure air quality. Contact them for expert chimney inspections and repairs tailored to the region's unique challenges.
Masterflex is in line with its forecast for the 2025 financial year according to preliminary figures, record earnings once again. Masterflex SE has achieved its forecast for the 2025 financial year, with group revenue reaching €102.6 million and record earnings. Operating EBITDA rose by 7.4% to euro 19.5 million, while operating EBIT increased by 9.8% to nearly euro 14.0 million. The company's equity ratio improved to 73.3% and debt was significantly reduced, showcasing strong financial performance.
Pelican Acquisition Corporation, PELIA. Arctic Project targets potential 13B barrel Greenland oil basin. Pelican Acquisition Corporation is set to create Greenland Energy Company, targeting the potential 13 billion barrel oil basin in Greenland's Jameson Land. The merger with March GL and Greenland Exploration Limited, led by oil executive Robert Price, aims to tap into a frontier petroleum system. The drilling campaign, based on seismic data from the 1980s, could establish Greenland as a key player in Arctic energy resources. Investor news breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corp. Arctic Project targets potential 13B barrel Greenland oil basin. Pelican Acquisition Corp. is set to create Greenland Energy Company, targeting a potential 13 billion barrels of oil in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The merger will bring together Texas-based March GL, Greenland Exploration Limited, and Pelican Acquisition Corp. under the leadership of veteran oil executive Robert Price. The drilling campaign aims to confirm one of the largest undeveloped petroleum systems in the Arctic, positioning Greenland as a strategic energy frontier.
Ucker Rare Metals Inc. marks key federal milestone for RapidXX platform. Ucker Rare Metals Inc. marks a significant milestone by submitting its final Phase 1 report to the U.S. Department of Defense for its RapidXX rare earth processing project. This move demonstrates progress in developing advanced technology to enhance national supply chain capability. The company aims to commercialize its separation technology and support domestic rare earth independence, emphasizing the need for a modern approach to break Chinese processing advantages.
DR Congo resumes exports of cobalt after lengthy ban. DR Congo has lifted its ban on cobalt exports after a 10-month hiatus, as announced by the finance minister. This move sheds light on the risks of relying on one country for vital minerals. Companies like NUMA, NUMA Resources Inc. are actively exploring new mineral deposits to address global supply vulnerabilities.
Unlocking Alaska's Critical Corridor, how Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ, is well-positioned in America's future mineral supply chain. Trilogy Metals Inc. is set to benefit from the Department of the Interior's decision to open 2.1 million acres in Alaska's Dalton Corridor, allowing expanded mining access tied to the Ambler Road. With a 50% interest in Ambler Metals, Trilogy Metals is well-positioned in America's future mineral supply chain, boasting high-grade copper projects crucial for power grid expansion, data centers, advanced manufacturing, and defense systems.
Then thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.